Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. You are here. My name is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. I was talking and I was muted like a mug. Let's mute this. People gonna start talking. How do I mute that? No. Get your ass out of here. Call me back if you can. I cannot. Hold on. Okay. Mute. How do I do that? God dang it. Because, you know, if you don't mute this shit, people be calling. Take a photo. I don't know. That's not it. Pin delete details. Hide alerts. Maybe I can do that. Maybe that's it. All right. What's up, party people? It is your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Thank you for tuning in. Every day, we do this show. Sponsorship is coming. People are coming. You can listen on StreamYard directly. You can listen on YouTube. You can listen on Facebook. You can listen on all your streaming platforms. Yes. Sharon, welcome. Granny Wiles is first out the gate. Julie, what's up? Victor Marshall's in the building. Princess, I see you. Andromeda's in the building this morning. She ain't got no bra. Because if I were to call her right now, she'd be like, let me go put my bra on. She letting herself hang out. Alfreda's in the building. Thank you, each and every one of you. Much, much appreciated. Great night last night. Went out to Cat's Cafe. That is the spot where most of us work out here in Atlanta. You know, if it's on a... stop. Myra J is in the building. Myra J, thank you so much for popping in. We are live. Uh-oh, stop right there. Let me send Myra J the link, because if Myra J come here, it's about to get crazy. Legendary Myra J. Myra J, the last time I text you, it was about the great David Arnold. If you can, pop in. Myra J, how about this? So Myra J went to high school with my mother. Myra J went to high school with my mother. But Myra J has maintained an amazing life. She's a comedian. She's a philanthropist. She does it all. Uh-oh, stop right there. What in drama are you talking about? Let me see. I put one on because I stopped for donuts after I dropped my son. Well, what you don't want to do is have your titties out while you're getting donuts. All right. Sharon says, I love Myra J. Me too, Sharon. Stop right there. My calls for today. I gave this guy a call. You cannot catch him sleeping. You ever call somebody and be like, I know this motherfucker sleep. Not this guy. Early in the morning, late at night. He's an internet superstar. I have the pleasure of watching him go from 0 to 1,000. A wealth of information. Not afraid to share the information either. lot of people be like, nigga, I figured it out, you figured it out. I count him as one of my friends. He seemed to have taken his hat game to another level. Welcome to the show, Jordan Jackson. Jordan.
Yes, sir.
Where you headed, man? You like you driving.
Yeah, headed to shoot some skits for Country Wayne.
Man, y'all up in the morning shooting them up.
Yes, sir.
Now, what's the big swole gentleman name that's over there?
Big Mike.
Big Mike Bless. So have they given you reins like Mike Bless? Because Mike Bless is aggregating his own content. They're living the Country Wayne page.
I declined it. It's too much work.
Why would you decline that?
Because in order to do that, then I do way better being in
on your place. Own.
Yep, and not having to worry about, because you got to cast it. You got a budget.
But you're doing that anyway.
No, it's totally different because with this 3-minute content, you gotta. It's different.
You gotta have you gotta have a storyline. Blah 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 blah. Got it.
Dependable people. You know what I'm saying? Because my people will sometimes just leave me hanging. So when you get a storyline like that and they're waiting on your video because all the storylines matches.
Yeah.
You done messed up. Yeah, it ain't worth that pressure.
But it's like having a spinoff on a TV show. Would you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dude, the way you create, you could kill that.
Yeah. If I had the time, but you got to remember, we on tour. Yeah, he barely.
So you are on tour right now?
Uh-huh.
Wow. And Drama, as soon as we said that man name, Drama chimes in. Mike Bless so fine.
He just fired me, man. It's a big hype about that.
He fired you?
Yeah. I got caught. I went and bought Sarah Oliver, my new love interest. I went and bought her a $2,000 hat, but I used the company card.
Wait a minute. Hey, he always on you about money. Man, it's crazy money, a change of hands over there, man.
Yeah.
You know, like they say Country Wayne is doing 30,000 a month or something like that.
No.
300,000. Oh, God. Another freaking zero. G-Step is in the building.
That's all, and that there is on the low end. You know what I'm saying? He's asking $5,000
a month. You know, I think, dude, I went and shot with Mike, right? I did one episode, Jordan Jackson. It was like I did a TV show.
Oh, yeah.
People were hitting me up like, yo, I see you on Country Wayne's. And it wasn't even it was a Mike Bless joint. You know what I mean? But they know it lives on Country Wayne's face. Exactly. It's like he's creating a network, a TV network.
A complete network, man. I'm seeing a lot of the Atlanta comics, you know what I'm saying, that I grew, you know, because Chase is putting a lot of Atlanta comedians on, so it's just great. It's great opportunities, man.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and that's good. I got a real television productions coming up for like with open micers and stuff that I'm working on right now.
Okay.
Definitely want you to be one of the judges on, but you know how you got it when you're in the lab.
The one lady was creating something like that. She reached out to me. Wasn't it? She is the T.
Uh-huh.
She reached out to me for something like that. But, you know, we never did. I didn't hear nothing else about it. So, you know, wow. But good stuff, man. Jordan Jackson, always a pleasure to have you on the show, man. I mean, you always hit us with some new gems. Country Wayne don't give a damn about no reels.
Nope. And the reels, I don't know if you know or not, but the reels have been discontinued.
I heard that, and I was telling them niggas last night that they don't give a damn about reels no more, and they looked at me like I was crazy.
Yeah, I tell you how much they don't give about. You don't even get the bonus no more. Now, the good news is you can still make money on the ads on reels, which means you got to, I was doing 20 a month. Now I got to do 40 because the ads don't hit like that automatic bonus was hitting. You know what I'm saying?
So right.
Money.
But I mean, the reels, it takes so much work. And, you know, and for you, I like the 3-minute format better myself.
Yeah.
I like the 3-minute. So are they want people to lean back into that?
It's pretty much, they don't, the thing is that it don't matter what you lean into. What they saying is they ain't leaning back in their pocket to give nothing. So you gotta, that's the only choice you got now.
Wow. Talk to me about this, Jordan Jackson, because when you start looking at that social media space, a lot of people are like, they don't get it, man. And they keep getting demonetized, but I never see that happen to you.
No, because I stay family, I stay clean. If it's questionable, if there's any question in my mind that it could, I'm just not gonna post
it. You just don't put it up.
Yep. Because it's not worth it for that one video when you have plenty of content. When you have plenty of content, and it's sometimes it's hard because you know the video will go. You know right. It'll go. But it's not worth it.
But it's questionable. You know, any scantily clad women, any sexual, anything sexual, anything racial, anything political, you run the risk of getting demonetized.
Yep, and everything these days is considered lightweight bullying. So you almost can't put your hands on nobody even playing when you know that it's a skit. That's how bad it's getting.
Wow. Dude, my homegirl, she used the audio from a video, and it was bullying. She got flagged because that was bullying and got shut down for like 60 days.
Yep. And they got their favorites, man. I've noticed that too. The rules aren't the same for everybody.
Really? But I mean, isn't Jordan Jackson one of the favorites?
Yeah, they done showed me some love. I don't know if anybody else got demonetized for 4 hours, but they demonetized me for 4 hours. I put in a request and they took it off. So I was like, but you know, when you dropping as much content as me, you know, they don't want me down. Somebody
talk to me about that. Like, how much content is a lot of content?
Well, for an example, for me, I'm dropping about 20 reels a day. I was doing 10 on my YouTube, 10 to 20 3-minute videos a day because I had that much content. That's how I hit that 100,000 mark on YouTube. My plaque is, they're going to get tired of seeing my plaque right now. I'm going to do 35,000 skits with my plaque.
Hilarious. thanking the little people. Dude, that's dope. So you headed to the set, man. Country Wayne just shot a movie. You were in the film, right?
Yes, sir.
That's a big deal, man. But, I mean, he's already touching hundreds of thousands of people anyway. But this is another thing, right?
Yeah. And the movie's doing really, really good. And, you know, and that's just on Amazon. You know, I like I was telling him, I think it'll do its best numbers on Tubi. But, you know, it's good that they dropped it on Amazon. But this is, you know, this is just the beginning. Plus, he's got the movie coming out with Gwyneth Paltrow, which is going to be really, really good on Apple TV. And the book's coming out in April. So,
wow.
A lot of stuff going on.
Good stuff, man. Take me back to the beginning, man. You made a decision. Did Country Wayne reach out to you, or you reach out to him? He's like, "Yo, man, let me help you."
Well, you know, to the beginning when I joined with Country Wayne.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the beginning started, you know, with Garrett Abdo, who was my home club manager, and he was managing Country Wayne for a little while.
Very short time.
Very short time, and he ended up putting us together. Once Country Wayne seen me perform, seen I was a clean comedian. And, you know, I'm from L.A., so when he told me, you know, he was going to be taking me on the road with him, I was like, okay, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people say that.
All the time.
All the time. You know what I'm saying? But when he called me back with the dates, I couldn't believe it. You know what I'm saying? And I've been rocking with him. I've been rocking with him ever since. And, you know, we've been 5 years strong. It's the second year for the Live Nation, but the first one was all comedy clubs, and now we're all theaters.
Wow, that's beautiful, man. Dude, I couldn't be happier for you, man, because, I mean, you are a good guy, and, you know, I really believe you deserve this, dude. Now, is there any pressure to go out on your own?
I doubt it.
Right.
Well, I think I'm with JJ Williams in this thing.
Ain't till you can't JJ it no more.
They're gonna be out. But Rodney, tell me how you knew, bro, because you said it was coming before it come. You know, we used to sit out in front of Atlanta Comedy Theater. I used to go out to eat with you every time the show was over. You always showed me love. But you told me, he's like, Joy, you're gonna make it, bro. I promise you're gonna make it. You're a good dude.
I mean, sometimes it's more important to be a great guy than it is to be crazy funny. Because you'll figure out funny, but right. You can't be a nice person if you're not a nice person.
Facts. That is facts.
You know what I mean? And that's what resonates with folks. Hey, y'all, my name is Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live. I'm talking to Jordan Jackson. And I want to welcome to the show. I saw him on my Instagram feed earlier. I said, Barry, come on through. Barry Naylor is in the building. What's up, Barry?
What's going on? Did I freeze? Can y'all hear
you me? Look a little frozen.
He said you look a little frozen.
Damn.
Are you there?
I'm here.
There you go. Can you hear me? I can hear you. I sure can.
Why is StreamYard tripping on my end? But, you know, we can do the audio. Jordan, what's good with you?
What up, man? Long time, bro.
Barry, we talking social media this morning. You one of those guys that have really found a lane as well. The whole thing at the airport with the the funny stuff you're doing, man. How do you find how did you find that character?
I did it by accident. That's mainly when stuff really pops for me. The stuff that I think gonna fly don't really fly. I'm like stuff I just throw up just to be for the fun of it, take off. That was when the January 6th happened, and I was talking to somebody, and they were talking about how the people ended up on no-fly lists, and I happened to say, like, I'd hate to be the person at the gate that has to tell the people that they're the no-fly list now.
You on the list, bro.
So, and then I just made a video about it. Next thing you know, people got pissed off. They were more pissed off about me wearing a mask and pulling it up and down.
Right.
So it just happened to just catch the wave. So everybody was laughing at the character. So I was like, oh, well, I'll just do some more videos about it. And yeah, I just find a way to tie in current events to somebody going to the airport. So around like Christmas time, that's when everybody was fighting in the airport. So I was like, oh,
yes,
even better. Thanks, guys.
Now, are you actually a person like a gate agent?
No, I'm not.
Dude, I swear I thought you was a real gate agent.
Nah, I just got a vest and a tie and a green screen.
That's all you need.
That's it. You know how many people tried to get me fired from a job I don't have?
Yeah, are you serious, B?
Bro, they was trying to report. They told me I would report you to corporate. Go ahead. I don't work for them.
Right. Do your thing.
I work for FTC, fake corporate
America. And now wait, has any of the airlines tried to hire you?
Not yet. I'm picky about who I would go to, though, because I've seen videos and I heard stories about how they have to throw hands with some people on the flight sometimes.
Dude, it's so crazy what's happening nowadays. And people go on Spirit and get mad with how Spirit do business. If you pay $8 for a ticket, it's your fault.
Yeah, because it comes with nothing. Nothing.
Wow. Jordan Jackson is in the building. Barry S. Naylor. Barry, you're a stand-up, man. How's the game treating you, bro?
I'm loving it, man. Starting to create more again. I'm up in the Philly area now, so I'm like meeting all the comedians.
I got it.
And so
I got a connection with my buddy Scooter, man. Scooter is a good guy.
Scooter Wilkerson?
That's my guy.
Yeah. I bumped into Scooter a few weeks ago. Carlos was in town for the tour, tour. So him, Chris Jones set it off.
Okay.
Nav was here. Clayton was there. So I went to go check it out. And Scooter was, I just happened to see him in the lobby. So we was chopping it up, hanging out,
Yeah. And now that I know you up there, man, I hit you up, man. Cause I know I got Philly coming down the pipe. You know, maybe you come in and feature for me or something.
I got you, whatever you need. You know I'm there. When I come down to even Atlanta still?
ATL shouted.
Okay, when I come down, I'll hit you up. I'll probably be down there sometime this summer. Once school lets out, summer vacation, I'm gonna come down there and tell some jokes.
Hey, that's what we do, bro. Hey, y'all, it is Rodney Perry. My name is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Shouts out to Lance Riddick. Lance Riddick is the black dude, the dark-skinned brother from the what's the movies? Mario, you headed to
the gym. The Wire.
Yeah, he's from The Wire. He's from the movie with the what's the fighting movie I'm thinking of?
John Wick.
John Wick series. He passed away this past 7 days or so, man. Yeah. Such a great actor, though, bro.
Phenomenal actor.
And he's one of those guys, Jordan, man, that's always working, always busy. And it's sad to see him go, man. What's your thoughts as we reflect on Mr. Riddick's life?
Man, first of all, I've always loved this man's acting because one thing I liked about him, because, you know, I'm an actor, so when you see a guy that can give you those emotions without words, like every time you believed every situation, he was one of the best at it. And it was a huge loss. And the guy looks, you know, lean and in shape. And, you know, just started making me reflect on my own life. I'm like, God, dog, I got to make sure that I'm, you know, even as a vegan, I may need to exercise this lot of stuff more because, you know, that's really a young age to go. You know, like,
very true.
It was very surprising that such a great talent, you know, is gone too soon, bro.
Barry, Mr. Riddick, man, he got up out of here, bro. What's your thoughts as we reflect on his life?
Same thing Jordan said. What's wild is the movie comes out Thursday.
This weekend.
Yeah, it comes out this weekend. So it's going to be like one of those, you remember when Stan Lee passed away? So it was like you, and then the Spider-Man movie came out, like you're looking for that particular person because they're key to the movie. So I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of people that's going to go for him too, just to see it as well.
Yo, this hot topic out there. Tekashi 6ix9ine video showing two men attacking him in a Florida fitness center. Do y'all think this is staged, man? Jordan, that shit. I mean, like, come on, man. Isn't all attention good attention?
Put nothing past what can be staged in social media, man, because you got to remember. The buzz start dying down. You know what I'm saying? Like, we live in a world now where you gotta have something going to, because we're talking about them right now. We wasn't talking about them a couple of days ago. So
that is a fact.
You just never know what. But the thing is, people praising somebody else getting stomped and all that, man. It's just that's the world that we live in now, bro.
It's a crazy world we live in, Barry. Man, you look at Tekashi 6ix9ine. I mean, if they was gonna get him, they would have been got him. Like, how did this happen all of a sudden?
Now he's been going through like the hoods of Chicago, all these wild blocks in the country didn't get touched, and now you are in Planet Fitness bathroom and you getting jumped by two.
It don't make sense.
Two uncles, and I'm trying to figure out how it don't make sense. You were allegedly on O Block where Young Dirk and all the other actual gangster rappers be at. Didn't get touched. Talked a whole bunch of trash.
Right.
You had to scan your fob to get into Planet Fitness. You got jumped by the lockers.
How about that?
That is not gangster.
Wait a minute, guys. Did y'all see this story? So y'all familiar with Naomi Osaka, right? The tennis player.
So Naomi
dropped her business last year. She's going to be managing comedians. Well, shit, I think I would go under management. But anyway, Naomi Osaka just revealed her baby bump.
Yes. Shout out to Cordae.
Who is Cordae?
The rapper, her rapper boyfriend that got her pregnant.
Is that? Okay, see, you know way more about this. Okay, so wait a minute.
Yeah.
So Naomi ain't but 18 or something, right?
Yeah, Cordae around that. Cordae ain't old. He like early 20s.
Cordae hit the freaking jackpot. You drop a baby in this little girl, she like multimillionaire?
In there.
Goodness gracious. Barry S. Naylor, would you shoot up the Osaka Club?
Oh, Osaka Club? At Cordae's age, yeah.
Yeah, not right now. Yeah, not right now.
Nobody wants no problem.
No.
Hey, well said, Jordan Jackson. Are you like me? You're old man. You're a father. Your baby 18. She a millionaire. Are you happy or are you sad?
Happy.
I'm happy too.
Yeah, because I'm done working. I got 18 movies coming.
How about that?
Play with me.
Let's see what's happening.
Andy
Cohen says he yelled at Larsa Pippen over negative comments about having kids out of wedlock. Now, did y'all see the Larsa Pippen story that hit yesterday? Larsa Pippen is Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. Mm-hmm. She said that when her and Scottie was together, they would do it four times a day, every day.
For 20-something years.
For 20-something years. So
that's unheard of.
Michael Jordan Jr. is getting the sloppiest of seconds.
Is it really seconds at that point?
It might not be.
Oh, it's hundreds of seconds.
Hundreds of seconds.
That's like,
yo, is that absurd like, though? I mean, I don't know. We all been there.
It's never seconds. It's always first to us.
Wait a minute, Jordan Jackson. Four times a day, every day. Is that how you get down?
Well, no. That's not how I get down. But I was getting down like that back then. But no. Hell no.
Barry Naylor.
Would you buy a new car with ball tires?
Hey, wait a minute, you though.
You get tires for the price. You got to pay full price for the car?
No.
Full price.
Now, I'll tell you something. This was think of coming from a blessed brother. You shouldn't be able to do it full time. we don't know that them tires was bald. Them tires might have had a lot of meat on.
Lord Jesus.
Four times a day for 20 years, you shooting dust at that point. When do you have time to rebuild?
Shooting dust.
But he might not have been doing it.
Like, are you completing the process these four times a day? Right.
I don't know if it matter. Here goes, guys. Have y'all been tripping off this? Women are reversing their BBLs. A lot of women are like, yo, I'm taking my breast implants out. I'm taking my butt implants out. Are we going to see a rash of deflated booties?
I doubt it.
Doja Cat says she underwent breast reduction surgery.
Okay, Michelle did it. She looked as if she was still cute.
She was still cute. She took out her booty implants. And I don't know about you, I was quite fond of them.
Yeah, me too. Quite fond of
them. Tyler Perry reflects on the past. Homeless. They got a picture of Tyler Perry. He looked like he on that narcotic. Let me tell y'all something. What you don't want to do, like Jordan Jackson already slim. You can't get slim if your ass already 50-something years old.
Right.
No, not at all. That's when the rumors start.
Right. But what's crazy is society will have you thinking that when a person is the weight and the how they really should look, but they've been obese or whatever, are so big for so long, when you look healthy, it's the opposite. And people are saying you're sick. But the truth is, all the fats and all that stuff that you was eating that had your face bloated and your stomach, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we forget about that. Oh, God, he looks sick, but actually he's healthy.
I don't know, Jordan, man. I feel what you're saying, but goodness gracious, let me see if I can get y'all a picture of this dude.
You got to produce an ad or something. You can't just be.
Look at him.
Oh, my God.
Now, he look a little too, Like, he got like a 13-inch neck right now.
But he could be.
Ari, fine ass.
He could be in
Ari Lennox.
Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Interest in the Princess and the Frog role as Twitter debates over potential Tiana casting. Who is Tiana?
For Princess and the Frog, that's the main character.
Oh, they gonna do it as a
real got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. Man. You know, I show my age sometimes. Like, who the fuck is Tiana?
The only reason I know, I got nieces.
There you go. Colorado dentist fatally poisons wife.
Oh, I saw that.
Protein shakes to start new life with lover.
Like, bro, just pay the divorce fees, bro.
You dude, like, you people look, the first person they look to is the doggone husband.
Of course.
You, bro, Law and Order every week. Come on, man.
That what made them do it. Sometimes they get away with it on Law and Order.
Yeah, but that's, yeah, they do. But they got good lawyers.
Yeah. And that's TV.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Dwayne Wade. Praises his daughter, Zaya, after her runway debut in Paris Fashion Week. She did look a little shaky on them heels. Hey, on one hand, I commend Dwayne Wade for supporting his ex-son, now daughter. But you know, about 25 states came out with laws, putting laws on the books, keeping people from going all the way with the trans process under 18. Did y'all see this?
No.
No, I don't know. I guess some politicians got caught up and they got tired of being fooled.
Wow. How about that, Barry? How about that?
How about that aspect?
It's like, you know what? You got me. I'm going to do something about this.
What you're not going to do is get me again.
You won't get nobody.
How about this? I'm not anti-trans. If your ass want to be a fucking transformer, so be it. But I'm not a fan of trans athletes. You cannot. My daughter's a track athlete. I don't want no dude, no ex-dude on the track with her, period. If you decide to have a life as a trans, your athletic career is over.
Exactly. Back.
Out there dunking on.
Am I tripping, Barry?
Out there dunking on people during the pickup game. Like, hold on, man.
Man, it's, come on, dog. Why your hands so big?
You palming the basketball. Meanwhile, everybody else is doing bounce passes.
It's not. Hey, it ain't right, B. It ain't right. Is that a Picasso behind you? That shit looks wonderful.
Actually, my friend painted this, Solar Alexandre. I used this. It was so dope. I was like, bro, I got to put your paintings on like something.
That's so beautiful.
So I, whenever I do my show, BS with BSN, I'll actually make sure I have it as the background every episode. Shout out to my dog.
Hey, I like that. Barry, so you have a podcast. How do we follow it? How do we be a part of it?
Well, first two seasons are on YouTube. You just type in my name, Barry S. Naylor, and it comes up. I would love to have you guys as guests on this current season. So it's the show about everything and nothing. So I just have like random questions. I like to have comedians on there. Like, you don't have to prepare material. I set it up. Only thing I do is show up, be funny.
Are you using StreamYard or some other platform?
I use StreamYard.
Also, this is easy money for you. You're like, oh, right, come on, all the way.
Bet. That's what I was like.
I think StreamYard work is the best platform, but you know what you can do now. Do y'all know this? You can stream to your IG page.
How?
They finally got that up there?
They have. They'll provide you a stream key. The only thing, it will not format it. So you still need to go through OBS or some other platform to format the feed itself that goes to your page.
Okay. What do you mean? I'll figure that.
But it'll give you a stream key. Like, go on your laptop. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to see the stream key. You copy that and put it in there, and da da da, and it'll work. It'll work in StreamYard. Yep.
Wow, that's the only thing that was missing.
Yeah, because they was doing Twitter, they was doing everything but Instagram. So now that they got it on there, I make sure I put that on there.
I broadcast to Twitter. I broadcast to Twitch. I broadcast to LinkedIn. You know, and you can broadcast to some of these streaming platforms as well.
Let me tell you about my LinkedIn page. I got a low cut Caesar fade in my LinkedIn picture. So I was like, in case somebody trying to hire me, I'm not gonna let them trip off the hair first. Y'all got to give me the interview. And like, hey,
I mean, your hair is great. Let me tell you something. When you start getting these grays, I will kill for that damn hair you got.
Amen. It's my thirst trap. I'm waiting for my locks to turn gray. That's my next step.
Oh yeah, you got at least 20 years for that to happen.
Look, man, I thought I was gonna have black facial hair for a while. Then like 2 weeks later, I was like, oh, okay, maybe not.
Okay, so we're not doing that.
And as long as it stay in, that's all that matters. I'm cool with that.
Shouts out to Chuck Bass and the Ratchet Roundtable. My man. On the show today, Jordan Jackson. Jordan, you must have the strongest phone service Wi-Fi in the world.
I was going to ask Jordan where he going, because Jordan been driving for like...
Jordan been driving for 100 minutes. and he ain't broke signal though.
Are you an electric car or you gassed up?
As soon as we say something about it.
The regular car. Oh no, I did that because I'm looking at I had to look at my MapQuest. So you know when you go look at the page.
Oh, got it.
He said MapQuest. You got that? You got the you printed your direction.
Who are you? Hey, okay, here we go.
Hilarious.
You ever print out MapQuest directions and to give to somebody and they couldn't read, and next thing you know, you're driving around in circles.
All right, guys, time for the game to sweep of the nation. It's called This or That.
Bomb.
Here we go. Right. I got my guys on here this morning. This or that. You don't have to give a reason or nothing. Just answer which one you prefer. Ass or titties? Barry.
Ass.
Titties. What?
Okay. Okay, Jordan Jackson. Impressed.
I'm a little dude.
Single or relationship? Jordan Jackson.
Relationship.
Really?
Yep.
Barry, single or relationship?
Single.
Hey, I'm not even mad. I'm married and I might say single shit. Seafood or steak, Barry?
Oh, I'm allergic to seafood, so steak.
Oh, I know Jordan Jackson might say neither.
You know I'm saying neither. I'm vegan, brother.
So you full vegan?
Yes, sir.
So what's a typical meal like for you? Do you do mushrooms? Do you do fake meat?
Beans, candy yams, pinto beans.
Okay.
How do you get your protein?
Oh, you know, beans, lots of beans.
Beans, lots of beans.
Yeah, lots of mushrooms.
Milky Way or Snicker, Jordan?
Snicker.
Well, like them nuts in his mouth. Oh. Barry.
I have a peanut allergy, so Milky Way.
Milky Way for you?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right. Body wash, Barry, or bar of soap?
Oh, I think bar of soap is more dependable.
Jordan is checking his map quest.
Turn right. Can't never go wrong.
No, you can absolutely go wrong.
I bought with soap.
Hey, how long? Follow up question: how long do you keep that motherfucking loofah? Or do you do a loofah or a wash rag?
I'm washcloth.
Yeah,
I'm from South Carolina.
I'm a loofah man. As a matter of fact, I think I got my loofah still stuck in my ass. All right. Movie theater. Barry or Netflix, movie theater or Netflix? Are you back in the theater or are you Netflixing and chilling?
Oh, I'll go back to the theater depending on the movie. For like the feel, like Creed 3, I went to go see that in the theater.
Have you had this new theater experience?
The one with the moving seats?
with the moving seats and they blowing fucking smoke in your face, all kind of shit.
No, I sat behind the people that had that experience, though. I didn't know what that the extra sensation was, but I watched it. It looked fun. I was.
It's too much, man. Jordan Jackson, Netflix, a movie theater. You know what? Like a lot, like Barry said, I'm just getting back into the theater. I saw Creed. I saw what's that shit? The Rock played the superhero.
Oh, Black Adam.
I saw Black Adam.
Really?
I'm going to see John Wick. Fuck up everybody.
Oh. Got that. Got
that's the last one too.
Did you see The Whale, Rodney Perry?
What's The Whale?
With Brendan Fraser, bro. You have to see that. Every father has to see this movie. One of the best movies of all time.
Really?
That you were watching The Hood, but you would appreciate it as a director, producer, the writing. One of the best. I see why Brendan
Fraser. Is it Whale or Whale? W-E-L-L.
T-H-E-W-H-A-L-E.
Whale.
The Whale. You got to watch that movie, right?
What is it about?
It's about a father who leaves his 8-year-old daughter. And the daughter doesn't want to forgive him for leaving. And so they have this big old fault, but he's dying. It's bro, you got to watch the movie.
So it's like the whale, like a whale, the animal.
In order to understand it, once you see the story, then you'll understand the meaning.
I'm looking it up. It's W-H-A-L-E.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I like shit like that. Cause I feel like that's going to make me cry.
That's the Oscar one, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I never would have watched it until Brendan Fraser won the Oscar, and then I said, "Wow, no wonder." I never. That's what's messed up. You have these great movies out there, but The Whale is not marketable. Nothing about that name makes me want to go see it.
So,
wow, Barry, what have you seen good lately? How about that?
There was the Creed movie. I saw Devotion. I saw that. I watched that on the flight. Yo,
Ocean was great.
You get some good movies on the flight.
Airline movies. I'd be sitting on that plane crying like a baby. Hey. I watched. They have a documentary about Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
She was producing like an album, and it's a whole documentary about it. I watched on the plane. That shit was incredible.
Did you see Teddy P's documentary on Amazon Prime?
I haven't watched it. I heard about it, though.
Do all that, bro. Back to this question, though, Rodney.
Yes, sir.
Is it okay for men to cry during great movies?
I do.
Yeah, if that's what the writer and director wants, yes.
Hey, how about this? I'm never gay.
Crying.
I'm never gay. So if you see me crying, I'm doing it on some man shit.
But do you hide your crying from your old lady, though?
I've been married 26 years, so she didn't see. This is my family know. If I'm watching Rudy,
oh man, Rudy,
Rudy takes my ass out every time.
Hey, look, you just don't got no passion in your heart, man. If you could watch Rudy without,
if you're a cold hearted motherfucker, if you can't, when they get Rudy his jersey, Rudy is a little white boy with no talent getting on the field. That shit is beautiful.
Let me ask y'all a question to this. Name some movies that's going to get a tear up at you.
All right. You know what? You got a great point. Stay right there. We're going to take a break. We come back. Top 10 movies that make your ass cry.
Okay.
We're going to put it together right here on the show. Hey, my name is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in, Rodney Perry. I got my guys, Jordan Jackson, Barry S. Naylor, in the building. We'll be right back.
What up, y'all? It's Michael Sean. And I know you want to be a podcaster. You want a successful podcast. You want to give your views and opinions, but you just don't know how to do it correctly. That's why you got to hit up ShawneeScott.com. You want to be on radio and you want to know how to build your radio career. ShawneeScott.com. She's done all of this. I've worked alongside her for years, and I will tell you the information that she can give you is on a value level that I can't even put a price on it. All you have to do is go to ShawneeScott.com. Your future, right now. That's it. Michael Sean. Yay.
A party people, it's your boy Rodney Perry. You tune in to Rodney Perry Live. That is my partner in crime, Miss Shawnee Scott, the proprietor of Media Room 360. Thank you for letting me rock on your platform, sis. Shouts out to my Coles for the day. They came in. They're not only Coles, but they're producing. Barry said, we need to do a top 10, Rodney Perry. I said, Barry, you ain't said nothing slick to a can of motherfucking oil. Ladies and gentlemen, Jordan Jackson. Barry S. Naylor in the building. Okay, top 10 movies that make your ass cry. Chuck Best says, I would never say this. Fast and Furious 6, the last one with Paul Walker.
Ooh. It's the song. It's the song that comes
out. Yeah, bro. That music gets you every time.
But it wasn't a part of the plot of the movie, though.
Yeah.
But that one didn't get me, but I understand, you know, a little bit. But
somebody said The Lion King. Somebody said Free Willy. A cartoon will take your ass out.
When Mufasa got thrown off the cliff and Simba watched it.
You know what made like, that duh. Movie? Up movie. Up.
Yes, Up got
up
me.
Will take your ass
up
out.
Got me, bro. Up got me.
I got
Imitation
one.
Of life, Imitation of Life. Okay. All right, let's write it down.
What was the one with Russell Crowe? A Beautiful Mind. God damn.
Beautiful Mind didn't take me out.
It didn't?
It didn't take me out, but I'm going to put that down because you said it. Beautiful Mind.
I got one.
Go ahead, Barry.
My Girl. Macaulay Culkin died and he didn't have his glasses. And the bee stung him.
What movie is that?
I never saw My Girl.
My Girl?
I've never heard that in my life.
Macaulay Culkin got stung by the bees.
Was he an adult?
No, he was a kid. So his best friend was like, where's his glasses?
He needs I'm getting some good ones today because it's movies they saying. Somebody said they never saw Rudy. Somebody said Antoine Fisher. That belong on the list?
Close.
Andromeda says My Girl was super sad.
I didn't see My Girl. I got to go see that one. Now, what about the little boy in the pajamas? It was like this movie about, like this Nazi movie about the, this, you know what I'm talking about?
What's the title?
The one recently? Like past 5 years?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's my turn to make a pick, though. Okay. My pick is Coolie High. Coolie High.
Cornbread Early Me.
Cornbread Early Me?
They shot Cornbread. He wasn't.
Is that your pick?
No, but I'm saying that again.
No.
Color Purple is my pick.
Color Purple made you cry.
Yep.
Wow. What's your scene? What scene took you out?
When she was trying to see her kids, and they end up making her leave. Man, that was like it was several scenes, bro. But that they putting her in jail, and she was trying to Oprah was trying to see her kids. Man, that was
right. Yeah, all the Oprah storyline. Barry, what you got? What's next?
Is it Hardball when doing it for Lil Saint? Is it that? Am I confusing my movies?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's the baseball movie. People in the comments. Yo, y'all know.
Sandlot?
Crooklyn?
No. Is it Sand? No.
Hold on. Can't get the TV. Got one. The Five Heartbreaks when they killed the manager. They ran over the nigga with the trash truck.
Oh, man.
Jimmy, they ran over Jimmy right after he played the sax.
Nope. Nothing.
Y'all vetoing the Five Heartbeats?
No, I dance too much.
I'd have been more prone to cry when he.
Hey, here we go. They said it's Hardball, Barry. It's Hardball.
Okay. Thank you, Andromeda.
Now, Five Heartbeats, when they sung, I feel like going.
When they get stopped.
Yeah, like, I feel like going on with him at the end. Oh,
in the church. You're right about that.
That was kind
of. Five Heartbeats. Got to re-preach. Thank you. Cause I know it was something in the Five Heartbeats that took me out. Any daddy movie, any movie with a daddy at the core of it.
We missing a lot of them, though, man.
John Q.
John Q. John Q.
He was rounding the face.
The little boy go, daddy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, my God.
He was rounding the bases. He was about to. And next thing you know.
No. Now, John Q is also the relationship movie where you break up with your wife.
Yes.
Because it was her fault that the nigga went to jail. Because she put that pressure on that nigga. And that nigga was like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm going to take over.
She hilarious. Said, John, do something. Meanwhile, dude, she did nothing.
She did not a fucking thing. He has sold everything. What the fuck else he going to do? Don't get me started. Somebody said boys in the hood.
Ricky got shot.
Boy, when they shoot Ricky, that's a tough day.
Yeah, that was tough.
I don't know if I really wept though.
But I think we weren't able to process our emotions then. We were
too young.
Keisha says the pursuit of happiness with Will Smith.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. That didn't get me, but that motherfucking that movie when he got his daughter died.
Which one was that?
Maybe 7 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, that's definitely on the. Yeah.
That's 7 pounds. I forgot about that. I got to go check that out.
Dang. That motherfucker took me out. John Q didn't take me out because I knew the story and they showed too much in the previews.
The Notebook?
Yeah.
I never saw The Notebook.
That is a classic tearjerker.
Yeah,
I didn't cry, but
right, it's like a tearjerker.
You don't cry. It's a tearjerker.
I know. I was like,
if you got to hold it back, it's still a tearjerker.
True that.
Where's he at on the screen? Right there. Yep, right there. Yes, that man's spitting. He's spitting right now.
All right, hold on. We got 1, 2, 3.
Because sometimes it just it can be in the well of your eyes because. Nine.
Notebook. We need one more. We need one more, guys.
Roots.
Roots didn't make me cry. Roots made you cry?
Nah, it made me mad.
Glory. Glory made me cry. Glory.
Denzel Washington glory moment.
When they whipped. He was a thug in that one. He was a thug.
The super thug.
Take the whipping and looking at
it. Boy, I just wanted something to eat. Get some decent food. Cornbread and Chris don't sound good. Don't
6 degrees of separation.
That didn't
make me cry.
I don't remember that one.
That movie did not make me cry at all. Somebody said Dead Presidents.
It was close. Dead Presidents was...
Somebody said Secret Life of Bees with May and the Wall.
Yes. And what was the other one with the lady? Ease Bayou.
Oh, hell no.
No?
I was mad.
Hmm. I never seen a Notebook. It seems girly. It does seem like a little girly.
If you ain't been in no relationship, you ain't seen The Notebook.
Yeah.
I don't understand how Roddy Perry got away with it because I know his wife.
No, I'm married. My wife don't like girly movies. She be watching the action joints with me.
Ask her if she's seen The Notebook. I bet you. I don't know a woman in America who ain't seen The Notebook, bro.
My crazy wife probably ain't seen. I'm telling you.
Y'all need to have a movie night.
You got to text me what her answer was.
No, but she don't care. My wife don't care about like movies like that though. It's crazy.
Oh, that's okay.
Somebody said Eve Bayou pissed her off.
That was my man said.
Cause man, they made it all the way to the end, bro.
That didn't make me cry.
Get out.
You know what got me?
What?
The sports movies get me. First of all, American Underdog.
Oh man, I don't know how I forgot it, but that should have been the first one.
American Underdog is the story of Kurt Warner's story.
That was so good.
Quarterback, the St. Louis quarterback. Kurt Warner, you know, he had a great...
Who was the actor who played that? Because he killed that.
The same dude that plays Shazam.
Yes. Yep.
Boy, right, we got our top 10 locked in. Okay.
Did you see that, Rodney?
What?
That new Shazam flopped. Bang.
They spent a lot of money on it, too.
Ooh.
It looked like it was gonna flop though. The first one was horrible.
Yeah, I don't like him as Shazam for some reason. It's just weird.
But he was great in this American Underdog. So A Beautiful Mind, My Girl, Coolie High, The Color Purple. What is this? Hardball?
Yeah, Hardball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nothing about that.
I gotta go see Hardball. My Girl. I didn't see that one.
Five Heartbeats, John Q, 7 Pounds, The Notebook, and American Underdog. That's our top 10 for the day.
Okay.
Top 10 movies guaranteed to make your ass cry.
And the number one on that list, goes to John Q on my book.
Number one for you, Barry?
Yeah, I'll go with that. It's that baseball scene. Bruh, you can't. You that cheering for your kid?
Touch that scene. Yeah, that right there, boy.
You cheering for your kid, and your kid just all of a sudden.
Let me tell you something. Any borderline special needs kid is going to get you a tear.
He killed that, boy.
Yeah, in American Underdog, Kurt Warner's son is a little special needs.
Yeah. Now, unless it's Jesse McDonald, I just don't think I would cry no matter what. Wow. Am I going there?
You're going to the West Ham. Not the east side.
With a skip line.
Miss Aretha, it was a movie. It was a movie that Jaden Smith was in that was really good. Life in a Year. I don't know nothing about that.
Me neither. Have to check that out.
Special need kids will beat you up, first of all.
They do. That's what I do for a living. My job is a teacher, and I done got swung on. They ain't connect, but I definitely got.
No, how old kids you teach?
So I'm in the building, so I go from like the 6-year-olds to like the high school.
6-year-olds are big, man. 12 years old?
No, the 6-year-olds, that's my wildest bunch. My first graders is the wildest group. They be fighting and cussing. And
no!
What? They worse than high schoolers. They come in ready to fight at breakfast.
I'd be worried about my daughter, man. But she might be the problem. You ever been worried about a kid and turn out that kid is the problem?
Right. It's never our kids, though. Duh.
A few teachers have been out because of concussions.
Yeah, hey,
are
I
you
agree
serious, B?
That yeah. DC movies don't be that good. They ain't even close to Marvel.
If they just focus on the villain, they have an avenue. Like the Joker movie. If y'all yeah. focus,
oh, you
on
know, you know, was a piece of doo doo. The Ant-Man movie, and that's a Marvel movie.
The Quantum.
I liked it because Jonathan Majors it introduced, you know what I'm saying, Kang. And I liked it.
That
I ain't never liked it. I only watched it because of Jonathan Majors.
That fool can act. That dude played 50 different people.
I like that. That Western movie he was in was really dope. Shouts out to Candace. She says, Happy Hump Day. Happy Hunter Hump Day to you as well, Candace. Thank you for popping in today.
Harder They Fall was good.
You talking about Rodney?
Harder They Fall.
You know, that was Jay-Z's first movie. He executive produced that movie.
How did I know that?
That was All-Star.
You know, they got a great shout out to Chadwick Boseman in that movie.
Yeah, the railroad car.
The railroad car. Yeah. C.A. Yeah. Boseman is on the cover of it.
Yeah, that was hard.
You know, wow. They're doing part 2 already.
Really?
They are.
Yep.
I need to find
Everybody me. Died, though, didn't they?
Nah, you nah. didn't see the car at the end, Regina King?
Regina King is dope.
She don't.
I like Regina King, man.
Zazie was stayed alive, right?
Yeah, they killed the quick shooter though.
They're gonna go back to because remember we didn't get to see what he went through to get to that. They're gonna go back a little bit further to remember because John DeMage he got cut up.
He right. did.
And that was it. It went on. You know what I'm saying? We didn't get to see what that
right.
was.
Right.
Okay. So,
a little bit into that life.
Catechist TV says, do a top 10 worst movies. Number one on the list, Hunk for Jesus. I started watching that twice. I can't get through it.
Oh, is
that
the, all time, because I was going to say About It is the number one worst movie.
Was that a Bishop Eddie Long movie?
Yeah.
Kind of, seemed like it.
Okay. Yeah, it got weird.
I said Posse is one of my favorites. Shout out to Mario Van Peebles. I'm not going to call this man fine, though.
Yeah, why don't we have more black westerns though, man? I love stuff like that, bro. It's like
you know how much it costs to rent a horse for a day?
Oh, is that what it is?
Ooh.
I don't know. I just made that part. Oh,
you said that with conviction. I was with you. I was like, oh, okay.
I said it like I was looking at the budget right now.
If I do a western, it's gonna be a saloon, and it's because to me it should be about the characters. Damn the horses! We all want. Man. It's insinuated that we got here on horses.
We gonna get one horse, and everybody got
to
share.
In the saloon the whole time in the bar.
All right, guys, let's take a break. Let's get to the top of the hour. My name is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. Hey, my guys in the building today, Jordan Jackson, Barry S. Naylor. We just put together the top 10 movies that'll make your ass cry. Beautiful Mind, My Girl, Coolie High, The Color Purple, Hardball, The Five Heartbeats, John Q, 7 Pounds, Notebook, and let's not forget, American Underdog. So I'm Rodney Perry. We'll be right back. Huh?
I will come back with the top 10 action movies of all time.
You think? All right, think about it. We'll try. We'll get back. My name is Roddy Perry. We'll be right back.
Roddy Perry! Roddy Perry.
America's number one funny man. What? Hey. Make some noise, ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago, to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
We are back in full effect. You like my song, dog? You like my song, P? I had Guy Tori on the show. He's like, I don't know about that number one comic, though. I'm like, nigga, you can leave. Wow. Mama Miss says, we forgot Brian's song.
Oh, yeah.
We can put top 10 Disney sports movies that make you cry.
Honorable mention for sure.
And the Gridiron Gang took me out.
I can't remember it.
I watched this shit on the plane, cry like a baby. All right. My man is ready. So we got a book club here on Rodney Perry Live, Jordan Jackson. This is the current book. It's written by Keon Caver. It's Single Black Male Addicted to Retail. So imagine this, guys. You're suddenly single. You was with your wife for a number of years, and you back out in them streets. Guess what? This guy in his book goes rupshaw. You understand me? He out here in these streets. Jordan Jackson, if you were suddenly single, are you muted? You muted, Jordan. I see you talking. Jordan, you muted. I can't unmute you. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, there we go. Okay. So, Jordan, you suddenly single. You know, you living on top of the world, pocket full of money. What you going to do? Are you going to go crazy out here in these Atlanta streets?
No, I'm too old for that.
Jordan Jackson.
I'm going to go like crazy. Glenn Jones and still be searching, baby. I can't do none of that. Like, I need my one woman, and I'm good, bro. Like, I'm not gonna wild out the street,
Barry S. Naylor, and the S stands for shit. I'm gonna hit everything.
Yes.
How old are you, Barry?
Huh? I'm 38.
Okay. Yeah. If I was 38, I probably would hit everything. I'm 48.
Hey, man. All right. Hey, age ain't no. Wait. Hold on.
Mr. Caver, the author of the book, Single Black Male Addicted to Females. Yeah, you wrote the book, man. Your main character finds himself suddenly single.
Uh-oh.
We lost my man. But he finds himself suddenly single. And what does he do? What does he do, Keon?
Well, he does what the 38-year-old Barry does initially. Which is, you know, he goes out and he's looking for love.
Right.
So he started.
But is he looking for love? Because you know, I'm starting to have these conversations with my book club. Is he really looking for love, or is he looking for comfort?
He's looking for love, and comfort is part of, you know, being comfortable. So he's looking for love, and while he's looking for love, he doesn't necessarily give up. But towards the end, you'll see that his relationship starts with a marriage, and then it diminishes into a long-term relationship, which without a marriage, right? And then it tends to diminish from there. He goes from a long-term relationship to a shorter relationship, to a shorter relationship, and then to a plethora of just, you know, serial dating for the most part, right?
I mean, but is there something wrong with serial dating, man? Because we paint this as, man, he's trying to find himself. He was in a long relationship. Can he serial date after all these years?
I think you can serial date. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but it depends on what your goals are, right? Because if you're not accomplishing your goals, and you're not accomplishing goals. I mean, there are some people that go to college for the fun. Some people go to college so that they get the education so they can get to, the next level in their life, right? So if you're going to college for fun and you're partying and you drop out of school, it's no big deal, right? But for the most part, I think that if you're not hitting your goals, then there's a problem.
And you can pick the book up on Amazon Prime and any other place you get books, man. Hey, you even got a way where people can listen to the book.
For sure. There's Speechify. There's a Speechify app. So you can download the Speechify app, and then you can get you a copy on Amazon and go ahead and listen to the book as well.
Hey, man, what did you learn about yourself as you wrote this book? This is your first book. It's a novel. It ain't no punk of a book. Like, this movie got some pages in it.
It does. And there's a bunch of micro stories in that book. What I did was I can enumerate a real world experiences that I went through. And, I have a lot of friends. I don't want to name any names or anything, but I took some of their information as well. And I kind of put it all together and created this this novel with all these micro stories. So there's shootings in the book. There's love stories. There's, diminishing relationships. There's finding love. And then, you know, the thrashing of that love occurring as well. So there's some traveling.
Hey, let me ask you this, Mr. Caver. Let me ask you this. Are men looking for love?
It depends on which men they are, man. I mean, it's all depicted upon the mind of the individual. You know, I think that you can start off looking for love and then settle for comfort, or you can settle for small facets. Maybe you can settle for date night, settle for dinner and a movie or Netflix and chill.
Stop right there, Mr. Caver. Go break it down, dog. First of all, how did you get me to pose for this? Well, first of all, I don't like y'all laughing. Anyway, man, the name of the book, Single Black Male, Addicted to Females. The title, talk to me about the title, man, because I saw it immediately. This is a play on the Kanye line, Single Black Female Addicted to Retail. Are we as men addicted to women?
I think that this isn't a play on all men. This is related to this particular character. This character goes through, he ends up serial dating, right? Which he ends up being addicted to women. He doesn't turn gay. He's not, one of those situations where he just gives up on women or anything like that. He really just stays focused on dating.
Guys never turn gay, for the record. Guys, hey, never turn gay. You're either gay or you're not.
I don't want to use the wrong politically correct terms or anything by any means.
I'll say it so you don't have to.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
guys never turn gay. Yeah, okay. So, you either gay or you're not. But go ahead, Caver.
Right. So he doesn't, migrate. He stays focused on dating. He just starts dating for other purposes than he initially intended.
Okay. So, I don't want to give away the whole book, man.
Yeah.
People got to sit down and read this book. But tell me, this guy finds love at the end of this book.
You know what? I don't want to spill the story, but Yeah, I don't want to spill the story. You got to read the book and you'll see.
Tabor, did you find love?
I did. Yep.
So we got at least a sequel.
You know what? It's possible. It's something I'm looking
for. Now, let me ask you this.
There's some other facets.
You got a girl now. You was in a long time relationship. This is semi autobiography, autobiographical, right?
Yeah. It's similar, but
I know, Kaver. So yeah. You found it can happen. You found love again. Were you reluctant to get into another long term thing?
You know what? After dating. And dating, it was definitely refreshing to find someone that, you know, I could be intimately involved in physically and emotionally. So it was definitely.
You know what, Keon Kaver, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of you saying wonderful things. You hear me? I'm sick of it. Barry, can you see Kaver saying wonderful stuff? Let me tell you something. We got to write the evil version of this book.
There's some evil in that book. I mean, you know, it gets a little spicy, so.
Now, do you know these? Who are these chicks on the cover? They fine as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he said, yeah.
Yeah, there's a 90-10 rule out there. You know, there's 90% of the women, the single women out there looking for a certain 10% of men. And then there's 90% of the men that are looking for a certain 10% of the women. So.
Right. Hey, let me ask you this. Will you be doing any live situations where will you sell these books where people can come meet you and see you and pick up a book?
I look forward to it. I was just working with the individual, so we're planning a cooking class, like a date night cooking class, almost like a Sip and Paint, where you can come in, learn how to cook, working with the chef. And then you'll also, get a live reading.
Hey, Ray is up to no good, man. Are you sure you got a girlfriend? Because that's a cool way to meet chicks.
Yeah, genius. Yeah, there are actually cooking classes in the book on some of the date nights in the book.
Get out of here. Can you cook? Are you a cooker?
I'm all right. I've taken several of those cooking classes and won several dates.
Hey, let me ask you this. I cook a little bit. Don't say nothing beautiful. It's got to be cheaper to have a woman in your life now, because you was going to all them dates, you were serial dating. Shit expensive, man.
It's really expensive. It can be very expensive. You can have, man. I've had situations where I said, let's meet at Starbucks at a certain point, and a woman said, look, I don't know who you think I am. I'm not meeting you at Starbucks. I'm this type of caliber woman. You cannot meet me at Starbucks. And I don't know what's up with all these men trying to meet at Starbucks these days.
So she said no to Starbucks. Did you go out with her anyway?
I did.
Damn, Kaver.
Because let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something to all the women out there. If Rodney Perry is ever suddenly single, and I invite your ass to Starbucks, and you say no, guess what? Your ass ain't getting no Starbucks, and you damn sure ain't getting no steak. Now, my sister, she says, I like Starbucks. It's a good first date. Barry, what are you taking these chicks on the first date, man? You 38, you out there in them streets.
Comedy shows.
Oh, there, you got free everything. Comedy shows is either the best or worst date.
It depends on your set.
Wow. Oh, you're performing. Okay, that's a good thing, Kaver. We're going to have Kaver come back. Kaver, I want you to give me the top five dating things to do. Comedy Don't do it right club. Now.
Comedy club. Oh, okay.
Don't do it right now. Save it. I'm going to bring you back on next Wednesday because we're giving you Wednesdays. We're going to talk about this book, Single Black Male Addicted to Retail. Keon Kaver, the novelist on the streets, man. And next Wednesday, Keon will come on here. He gonna give us the top ways to date, the top dates to go on with these new chicks. And okay, last question, Keon. Do you care if she got a BBL?
Nah, I don't care.
I care. I don't give a damn. You do care?
I care, because it's like you got the upkeep. It's like
you ain't got it upkeep. You ain't gonna stay with her.
No, I mean like one. Oh, okay. Oh, you mean like short term? I thought you meant like long term. Oh, okay. No, yeah. I thought you meant like long term. Like if she's
Candy said, if she do go to Starbucks, you better follow her closely with a second date. If I like you, so Starbucks is a good way. But how about this? Starbucks ain't cheap.
Shit, it ain't.
That big ass cup of coffee is expensive.
It's not that expensive.
It ain't expensive as a steak, though.
It's not like going to STK for the first date.
STK, motherfucking, and that's a hot place. What's the other steak place I like?
Prime.
God dang it. This used to be hot back in the day. Anyway.
Two Urban Licks
is fair price, I think.
Nah, you gonna walk.
You did it all. You did it all.
You gonna spend $150 and two Urban Licks.
But you can't. But you had to act like, you know, she said Capital Grill. Capital Grill is no punk.
Capital Grill.
Capital Grill is no punk. You talking about dropping $300 at Capital Grill? If you get a bottle of wine, it's over. Let me tell you something, ladies. One more time.
You might as well cook.
Keon ain't gonna say this. Rodney Perry gonna say it. If you drink a bottle of my wine, we fucking. I said it.
Man, I think I had a $350, $400 lunch date at Capital Grill.
Lunch?
Dude, you gotta find a wife after that date. After that particular date, you'd be like, I gotta get me a wife.
When I got there, I got there late. She already had two drinks. I didn't know what she was drinking. She already had two drinks. We ordered lunch, ate lunch. She ordered two more drinks.
Oh, I can't stand no drink ass. In the afternoon, a lunch?
I had one drink. No, it was lunchtime. It was lunchtime. It was like 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Hell no. Nah. I would have left her drunk ass there to pay that bill.
Two drinks in?
I had one more drink. When the bill came.
At lunch?
Lunchtime.
She had four drinks at lunch. She had to go back to work.
She didn't.
She had no job. She drinking like that in the middle of the day.
She was self-employed. Yep.
Drunk ass bitch. Let me tell you something.
$450.
Andromeda says, my rule is, if my friends and I eat there, you can take me on a date there. My friends and I eat good. Oh, goodness gracious. I'm gonna get some girls on here too, Caver. Cause you obviously a great guy. You've been taking these chicks out to these dates, man. But dude, that dating is expensive, dude.
To do that serially is wild. Yeah. Imagine $450.
How much you think you spent through your whole serial dating process?
Oh my God.
You don't even want to think about it. We need this book to take off.
Oh my God.
We need this book of single black male addicted to females. Let me tell you something. Being addicted to females is expensive as hell.
For sure.
You don't have to give us a number, but what college tuition have you paid with using your dating money?
I haven't paid any particular person college tuition.
No, I'm just saying in general.
How much of a tuition have you paid?
Oh, I'm sure I paid. Golly, man.
You could have gone to what school?
That's what I was trying to think of. Ruth Chris. Yeah, thank you, Chuck.
Yeah, the whole college tuition. I don't think I paid a whole, but I think I paid a half a college tuition. I paid dating for sure. Dang. I think that over, you know, you can mess around if you end up dating for 10 years straight, and you like to do fun things, expensive things, and front row seats at concerts that cost $1,700.
We didn't even get in the concerts.
Yeah, go on trips. You know, you at Chastain Park.
Yeah, I'm about to go upstairs and hug my wife, nigga. I can't do this. I gotta stay together, man.
Out of town. Yeah, it could get expensive. It can get expensive. So it's definitely maybe not a full.
If you like red meat, Andromeda, Ruth Chris is a great night out. Their ribeye is incredible, but they will beat you across the head. The motherfucking, the spinach, everything is a la carte. So as you, and then don't get with no greedy bitch trying to take a bag home.
Oh, seen that.
No, I know you gonna give me some of that spinach, bitch. You gonna give me some of that spinach? Okay. Anything derogatory Rodney Perry said, I'm gonna say it. Mr. Caver ain't said this, but the name of the book is Single Black Dude. Ladies, y'all tried to put this man in the poll house. He done wrote a book about it. He was so frustrated. He wrote a damn book. A novel.
I feel like you've got stories about
it's stories. It's a lot of micro stories in there. Okay. Gets a little spicy. I had to add some drama. So it's definitely fiction. You know, it's not a autobiography. I added some drama. I added some spice to it. I wanted to make sure that it was a good read. And
when do you start taking your daughters on dates? Cause I like stuff like Papa Do's. She mentioned Papa Do's. Is that a good first date? It's moderately priced, but it's still, Papa Do's can be expensive if you order some drinks.
Any place is a good first date if you build longevity in the relationship. It sucks though when you have a first date on a Tuesday and you got another first date with somebody else on a Thursday, another one on that Saturday. You know, they can get that's how it works. You know.
So you would as a serial dater, you would date multiple days a week. Dude, I would in a way.
I have friends that are still out there and they have multiple dates during the week.
But you also are a businessman. You're independently wealthy. You know, you got Caver.
I'm not wealthy.
Caver, you rich. Okay. Stop.
I get it. I get what he's doing. We can't say it, but we know.
Don't worry about it. He's like, right? He looking at me like Rodney Perry.
You can't
stay on the healthy way.
I have one of those I'm broke t-shirts on.
Hey, is that a thing that you start to lean into? Cause you dating, and do you try to represent yourself like you don't? I ain't got it.
I got to a point where I wanted to put my money in the right places, so I started putting my money and focusing in the right places. So I focused on my career, my business initiatives, mm-hmm. You know, my two boys, and I have been focusing on them for a while, but for the most part, but you know, after my boys grew up and moved on to venture college and you know, became 100% independent, I really put my time and effort into working on my businesses.
Andromeda says, I'm a cheap date though because I don't drink. Does that become a thing? Like, let me find somebody that ain't no alcoholic for lunch.
It's a plus and a minus. It's a plus and a minus, but yes.
Take longer to smash a girl that ain't liquored up, huh?
Yes. I mean, you know, liquor does like loosen you up a little bit and make you feel a little bit more comfortable. And I'm not the type of person who's going to drink alone. I'm not an alcoholic, so I don't overdrink. I have maybe one drink here and there.
Right.
But so I'm okay with, you know, it's just something you're not accustomed to.
Hey, y'all, the name of the show is Rodney Perry Live. I'm Rodney Perry. That young man is Keon Caver. He has a book. The name of the book is Single Black Male Addicted to Females. And next Wednesday, man, we're going to have you on. We're going to talk about some of your best dates, some of the most expensive dates. And I just want to hear those stories, man. And I know some of the stuff is in the book. I'm going to cover that as well. But the top 10 dates to go on. You know, like me, when I was in a dating pool, you know what I used to do? Go car riding.
I would take her,
and if she beat me, in the go car, then I never want to see the bitch again.
Let's go car shopping.
No, hold on, hold on, Caver. This your problem. You go too far. When your birthday, Keon?
February 5th.
Oh, that's your problem. You're Aquarius. Y'all wild.
Whoa. I'm an Aquarius too. He a February.
Exactly. My wife Aquarius. Y'all two Aquarius. Y'all wild boys.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. All right.
Candy said she like to go to the zoo. The zoo is fucking expensive. the zoo, that aquarium, that Coca-Cola shit downtown, all that shit. We ain't going on a field trip.
Let me tell you, every day ends up being a field trip. People want to go places where they never been before with you or anybody else.
Get out of here, man. Hold on, what Chuck say? I need to know how many one-night stands was part of the process.
All right, not many Chuck. For me. Not many for me, but I could tell you Papado's is known for that.
So Papado's, what you mean?
The Papado's is known for one-night stands, and the bar Papado's is known for one-night stands.
Really? So if why you playing?
And that's not my thing. That's not my
No,
thing.
No, no. Now that you say it, I had a chick hit on me at Papado's like what you doing here then if you ain't, you know what I'm saying? Because I go Papado's and sit by myself and eat.
That's exactly, yeah. At the bar?
Wow.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
I have no idea. Caver, thank you so much for coming on. The name of the book is Single Black Male Addicted to Females. It's out right now. It's a quick read, an easy read, a fun read. And ladies, y'all always telling me, Rodney Perry, we want to know what men are thinking. Well, here it is. And I gotta thank Keon, because you know I genuinely am my body to these type of things, but I'm like, you know what? I'm on the cover. Rodney Perry is on the cover of this book. And, it's not a current picture, but you know,
it's a filter picture.
It's got some
Instagram filter.
Got some stuff in it. Yeah. It's, and the light is hitting it just right. But other than that, it's been a great show today. Caver, we lost Caver, but thank him. You can go to Amazon Prime, get the book, Single Black Male Addicted to Retail. Barry S. Naylor. Barry, thanks for coming through today, man. No, I got to get you to come back.
I got to get you on my
co-host
show
again, man.
Hey, can I get you on my show too?
Done.
Hey, you on my show. Oh, my God. Trust me. You just come be Rodney.
I don't know how to do that, though.
Hey, man, look. When I come to Atlanta, we got to do some improv together. Because when we were in L.A. for Hope Floods thing like a few years ago, I didn't get a chance to get up there with you. But I want to do some improv with you.
Oh, man, let's do it. Like I'm creating a show, right? Mm. It's Rodney Perry meets Curb Your Enthusiasm. And so I got all these crazy scenarios, and we can shoot one of them. That could be cool.
Bruh,
it's all improv.
I got a scene
where I'm talking to a telemarketer, and me and this nigga become friends. Right. It's coming.
Hey.
It's crazy.
No, for real. When I come to Atlanta this summer, I'm hitting you up.
Done deal. Let's make it happen.
Okay.
Hey, Barry, how do people stay in touch, bro?
Hey, y'all can follow me on all social media platforms. You can just type in my name, Barry S. Naylor, like Taylor with an N. Catch me. I'm bouncing around a little bit coming up. I'll be in Silver Spring, Maryland,
April 6th.
I'll be in New York, April the 19th. I got my pastor's anniversary. Well, not my pastor, but my auntie's pastor's anniversary.
Okay.
This weekend.
On the so,
Pastor requested me to come perform. So I was
come on, Pastor.
I'm like, are you sure? Because
just off the internet and we'll be fine.
I'm walking the line. I wrote stuff specifically for this one. So,
but it's no pressure, man. It's like mama sitting in the audience. You just don't cuss when mama ain't in the audience, and no adult, you know, fucking and material like that.
Oh yeah, I wrote stuff about Bible words, how if you don't go to church every Sunday, then you're gonna hear some words that you have to attend church all the time, like beseech.
You ain't gonna never hear beseech in regular conversation.
I'm like, why y'all dropping beseech now? I'm like, when you find out beseech means to ask.
First of all, if you hit a thee or thou, it's like, what you doing? Don't nobody say that in real life.
One of the deacons
that
said,
was the vernacular of the day, not today.
Right. And one of the deacons said, thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength to gather up our raiment. Who don't be thanking the Lord for something.
First of all, if it's an arraignment deal, I'm going to jail.
I'm like, who is Raymond and why are we gathering it up?
Why are we gathering on his behalf?
Is Raymond one of the ushers? Is it Usher Raymond?
Raymond Thompson.
Did Usher Raymond fall and we're gathering
Usher Raymond?
Do we know who Usher Raymond is? Do you need me to spell it out for you? U-S.
Wow.
H-E-R-R-A.
Stupid. Get off my line. Get off my line, Barry. Get out of here. It's been a great show today. Thank you all. Candy Kids TV, thank you for tuning in. My man Caver came through. Chuck Bass, man. Chuck, you got to hit my DM, man, so I can bring you on to the show, man. Thank you for rocking me all morning. That's our show for today. Till next time.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago to Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.